Getting birth control, breast cancer screenings, and other reproductive health care services is already difficult for low-income Pennsylvanians in rural counties, and it could get harder under a new rule from the Trump administration. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins explains how.
Coffee is a key element of the morning.
Catherine Schott has a long drive ahead of her on a recent Friday morning. And that's not unusual. She's the lead clinician at Planned Parenthood of Western Pennsylvania. And while she's based in Pittsburgh, she often drives out to rural areas like Westmoreland and Cambria counties. That means an early alarm, lots of caffeine, and stuffing a big backpack full of everything she needs for the day.
I get teased for the size of my backpack, but I'm sort of a one-woman healthcare show, so it has computers and...
She sees patients who need birth control, screenings for sexually transmitted infections, breast cancer exams, and abortion services.
Gotta fit it all in here.
The Planned Parenthood in Johnstown is the only place in Cambria County where women can get that care for free or at a low cost. That's because providers like Planned Parenthood cluster around big cities like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Meanwhile, 14 rural counties have no low-cost clinics at all, according to the state attorney general's office.
We do just about anything on any given day when someone comes in and says they need it.
The cost of those services, other than abortion, is paid for by the federal Title X program. Under Title X, the government sets aside money to provide family planning and reproductive health care to low-income Americans. Pennsylvania has the third largest population that qualifies for Title X. But clinics across the state, including Cambria County, could lose that funding stream. Here's how. It's already illegal to use federal money to pay for abortions, but under a pending Trump administration rule, Title X clinics that perform abortions will lose the grant money for everything they do. They'd even be barred from telling women that they can get an abortion somewhere else. Gina D'Angelo is worried about what that would mean for women.
So a lot of folks are going to find themselves without a place to go.
She has firsthand experience with Title X. In her last semester of college, she found a lump on her breast.
And I freaked out. I was working as a bartender, working my way through school, and I just remember pacing back and forth behind the bar, wondering, like, what am I going to do?
Eventually, she found Planned Parenthood, where she got a free breast exam. They gave her a voucher for a diagnostic mammogram, and luckily, the lump was benign. D'Angelo was studying in Pittsburgh, where there are a lot of options. But she wonders what will happen in rural areas.
Are they going to take time off and try to travel to another town to see a doctor? Or are they going to just carry on, as I was very tempted to do, like nothing was wrong, because they weren't sure what to do about it?
Yeah, I think there's are better ways to invest in care for women and families.
That's Dan Bartkowiak of the Pennsylvania Family Institute, which opposes abortion rights. He says women can go to community health centers instead. The centers receive federal funds to provide primary care in underserved areas. The state has nearly 250 of them. But Cambria and three other Pennsylvania counties don't have any, according to the Pennsylvania Association of Community Health Centers. Planned Parenthood is the only option in those counties.
Good afternoon, George Washington University Professor Sarah Rosenbaum's office.
Sarah Rosenbaum has done a lot of research on community health centers and Title X.
The rule is structured to completely reinvent the Title X provider network.
Rosenbaum believes the rule is meant to provide federal money to a new network of providers, including groups that are opposed to abortion.
So you could have sites that offer pills or condoms, and then a bunch of sites that are just doing abstinence.
Planned Parenthood says its doors will stay open no matter what, though they haven't figured out exactly how they'd make up for the lost funding. The group and state attorneys general, including Pennsylvania's Josh Shapiro, have already sued over the rule. Unless the courts intervene, it will go into effect on May 3rd. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.